What's the longest time a plane has stayed in the air without landing and with the same two men at the controls? Would you believe the record is over 2 months in a small Cessna aircraft? Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Robert Timm and John Cook hold an aviation record that is hard to fathom.
It's a Cessna 172 that holds the record for flying without landing. They flew for 64 days, 22 hours, 19 minutes, and 5 seconds without touching ground.
Mark Hall Patton is the administrator of Nevada's Cook County Museum System.
They took off and landed at McCarran. It was a local effort here. It was sponsored by the Hacienda Hotel. Interestingly, the Hacienda Hotel sponsored it because they figured this was going to be great advertising.
You can see the historic plane with the Hacienda Hotel and Casino's name on the side. It's hanging from the ceiling above the baggage carousels at Las Vegas's McCarran Airport. Most people never saw the Hacienda name back in 1959, though.
It was picked up by newspapers and all of that, but they didn't want to promote a casino. So they would airbrush out the Hacienda name from the pictures before they would show them in the different newspaper accounts. The fellow that was running the Hacienda didn't get quite what he thought he was going to get out of it.
Most folks who fly into the Las Vegas airport do see the interesting plane hanging above the area where they get their luggage. However, they don't know the story behind it, nor do they realize it's actually a museum.
Well, that's part of the Howard W. Cannon Aviation Museum, one of the three county museums that I run. And that one's open 24/7, the only museum in the state that you can go to at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's still open. I am not there at that point.
Timm and Cook still hold the world endurance record for a manned airplane. But how did they do it? It requires some unique ways to keep the plane flying. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.